Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75, 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And so you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
But you say, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again, this time on the near side, for another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No. Nope.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Now learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said, this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had number shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on not meant to be way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he can fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So, if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
We get Yeah, I got a new show for y'all. We got a damn good show. It's got a lot of common sense. But before we start the show, remember, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Remember, use discount code ChineseVirus. You get 20% off this fly merchandise I be selling. These hats, too, man. Yeah. Let's start the show. Yeah.
Man. I actually had a brain fart. What were we going to talk about?
You stupid. Excuse
Keith. He's having a Joe Biden moment. He forgets where he's at half the time.
Oh, I remember now. Election day riots. They coming.
I see on Twitter, mainstream media, they're already talking about how big cities are like boarding up windows and stuff, preparing for the election day protests.
Yeah.
I'm like, who boards windows for protests? You board up your windows for a natural disaster like a hurricane or riots. Boarding your businesses up for a protest? That don't sound right. Those two don't go together.
It's like journalists don't even know what protests are. Do y'all actually think protest is when people come down the street just busting out people's windows?
That's not protesting.
That's called violence.
That's anarchy.
Yeah, that's breaking the law.
Yeah, that's not protest. That's riots.
Yeah. Hate to have to keep reminding you, minions, what a protest and what, you know, anarchy is. Breaking the law. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I was going to say this. Like, the mainstream media, they keep, like, I saw on MSNBC last night. I was just watching for humor, you know.
What he was talking about, Joe Biden is leading by 10%, right?
They said he's winning by 10 points. And I'm like, I wake up this morning and I see these articles. It's like,
why y'all boarding up? We got this.
Y'all got 10 points. Ain't that a landslide?
10 but, points.
Why y'all boarding up y'all's buildings? Y'all been looking at the polls, right?
Y'all got this.
It's like,
going to show you. Those polls are crap. I mean, we should have learned that last election with Hillary.
I think a lot of the city officials, local government, they already know, and they putting the word out to local business. Like, look, I know y'all still the news that we win by 10 points. That's a lie.
Go ahead and start boarding your shit up.
Yeah, because this city is not going to burn. This city is going to fall tonight.
Yeah, it's going to. Black people's going to get their reparations.
I mean, explain this to me, liberals. I know you watch my channel. Most of you probably already clicked off. You're pissed. You're triggered. And you can't take it. But who in their right mind gets up, goes, stands in line to vote for higher taxes? Can you please explain that to me? How do you get in line to vote for a person that's going to raise everybody's taxes? Your gas is going to go up. Everything that's being taxed is going to go up.
It's funny. Joe Biden comes out there having a rally, right?
Yeah. I'm running. I'm a proud Democrat. I'm running for the United States Senate. I'm running for president. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to raise your taxes. They're like, yeah, raise my damn taxes, Joe. I'm a true patriot.
Yeah. I want to pay the most taxes I can, man, because I want to support this country. Who in their right mind, what business owner stands in the line and says, hey, I'm voting for Biden because he's going to put in more regulations. I got to pay more taxes. I got to jump through more hoops to even run my business. Yeah, that's who I want to vote for.
That's what that Trump derangement syndrome of Trump does something. Like, I'm convinced if Trump came out and said he had a cure for cancer, the Democrats would be totally against it. How is she going to convince people to pay higher in taxes? Who wants to pay more taxes?
And let me remind you, that money that they're getting in taxes, whose pockets is it going in?
It's not going in y'all's pockets.
It's not going in your pockets, dummy. It's going into the government's pocket. And what the government going to do? They're going to waste it. They're going to spend it. They're going to blow it.
This country is in how much debt? $22 trillion in debt. That means they ran up a credit card just spending money.
Yeah.
They didn't took our tax money. That wasn't enough.
Yeah.
They done ran up a $22 trillion credit card.
And the people, the liberals that are voting for this man because you think he's going to make millionaires in the 1% pay that fair share in taxes, you are a dummy.
Yeah.
That money, these people pay way more taxes than anybody. They give them more tax credits because they are our cash cows. They
are what pushing our economy. They're the one that's creating jobs. Without them, you don't have an economy. You don't have a job.
Yeah.
And let me reiterate, the money that they're taking from these people, they're going to tax, shit's going to roll downhill.
Yeah.
These business owners are getting taxed. They're going to cut hours. You know, they're going to raise the prices of the. You're not going to see that money.
Yeah. Things
are going to get worse for you. There's going to be less jobs.
I mean, why would you want to raise everybody's taxes during a global pandemic? People are already hurting for money. Now you're going to tax. He says it's just for people over 400,000?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not.
Nah, he's got to raise everybody's taxes because think about the left's agenda. They want the government to run your health care, your college, everything.
Yeah.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. If they get their way,
if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, you're
going to earn less money. You're going to be a slave to your government, man. We already slaves to our government. We already paying too much taxes.
Yeah.
And they're pushing this thing that the 1% is not paying that fair share. They're already paying that fair share. And they keep thinking, and y'all keep thinking they're going to take this money from the rich and give it to the poor. They're not going to do that. They're just going to make everybody poor. I wish y'all would get that through your thick liberal heads.
What I think of fair share, I think of a flat tax for everybody regardless of your income. Of course, if you make more money, you're going to have to pay more taxes. Like I make $1 million. Let's say I would be like for fair taxes. Everybody pays 20%. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
20%.
Yeah.
Then people that make $1 million, they're going to pay 20% of that. I make $10,000, I'm going to pay 20% of that. That's fair.
Yeah.
Why are you going to tax these people over 400,000% of their money?
Not paying your fair share. And if you want everybody to pay that fair share in taxes, you will pay a flat rate. I'm telling you, these rich people pay way more money in taxes than any of us.
Yeah.
They're are paying more than their fair share. Because
as
the more money you make, the more taxes you pay. The tax bracket you're in. Y'all keep thinking these people, they're pushing this lie to y'all that these people are not paying their fair share in taxes.
I like how the liberals, they twisted how they supposedly Trump only paid $750.
And if you believe that, let me just tell you, if you sit there and think a man who earns that amount of money only paid $750 in taxes, then you are a dummy.
You are brain dead. I mean, the way the
liberals... You are D-U-M-M-Y-Y dummy.
The way they spin that, because I see liberals on Twitter tweeting, like, I love this country, I'm a patriot. I pay all the taxes Biden wants me to pay. I'm like,
you a fool. That doesn't make you a patriot. It makes you a clown.
Makes
that's
you a slave, too.
That's your money. You earned that. You just going to give it to the government? What the government going to do with it?
Man.
I mean, look what they've done to the black community. Keep voting Democrat. We're going to take care of y'all. Y'all going to the typical black neighborhood. That is scary. Go to a Native American reservation. That is scary.
Yeah.
Look at any demographic of people that's being provided for through the government.
Yeah.
And look how they're living.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
The government cannot give you the American dream.
Yeah.
I know your liberal politician is promising you free college, free health care, and rainbows and all this crap.
Ain't nothing
They're
free.
Lying to you. Ain't nothing free.
Yeah, that professor, he or she is not there for free. Those books cost something. Somebody's paying for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, if I want to say this. If you have not voted yet, regardless of what you see on TV, regardless of what you hear around that Florida's going this way, Ohio's going this way, regardless of that, make sure you vote before you leave.
Yeah.
Make sure you vote.
This is the most important election we've ever had, man.
I mean, it's cliche. You hear it every year.
Yeah.
No, this what it is. These people are crazy on the left.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the corruption of Joe Biden and the media. They're not even trying to give y'all the full story. They're trying to cover it and call it Russian disinformation.
The media's covering up.
Yeah.
It's crazy
the
things
that they found it on about Joe Biden and his son, and nobody's talking about it but Rudy Giuliani and his YouTube channel.
And they,
that's the only person.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was Trump, and we had these same exact allegations.
And that was his kids? Oh, my God.
That would be front page news.
Those kids would be getting hung in the main square right now.
Yeah, but hey, y'all, you liberals like to talk about white privilege. Hey, man, ain't no such thing. Privilege comes in all color. But if I would say this, if anybody's benefiting from white privilege right now, It would be Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Yeah, that's textbook definition right there.
That's what I think of white privilege is your candidate. He massively incarcerated black folks. Nobody says anything.
94 crime bill.
Yeah, his son has no experience in these careers he's having,
yeah.
And we got emails documenting that it's for the 10% goes to the big guy. That's money laundering. That is criminal. They're a crime family, and y'all say nothing. That's what I call white privilege.
You know what I like about liberals? They say, why y'all keep talking about this Hunter Biden thing? He's not running for president.
Yeah,
yeah, we know that, moron.
He dunny.
But his daddy sold the country out to benefit his family.
Yeah,
this man is
was the port man for these countries,
yeah,
that his son was working in.
He sold the country out for his family. This man's been compromised. This dude has opened up,
yeah,
blackmail.
Yeah.
He is a security risk for our country if he become president. Y'all too stupid to realize that?
That money is not for his son. Neither one of his sons. That money was for Joe Biden. That's why they had those high-paying careers, man,
yeah,
in these foreign countries. They had no experience in doing what they're doing. That money was for one man and one man.
Well, I'm sure Joe gave his son some of the money.
Yeah, he got some of the money.
It's all gone now in crack.
Hunter snorted it all.
Hey, but anyway, if you haven't voted, when you,
yeah,
vote tomorrow, regardless of what you hear, you need to stay and vote. Be a patriot.
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
Good show. Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.
What is your prediction? I gotta ask. Let's say... you think we're 2 days away, maybe, from getting a declared victor in this race?
I actually think it'll be longer. I think the recounts will be longer because each state has different rules, but I think Wisconsin has a certain period by which the recount would have to be done, and it's I think further out than 2 days. So this is going to take a while.
And what's your eventual prediction then?
Well, my prediction is that Biden wins Wisconsin, that he wins Michigan, and I don't know Pennsylvania. There's so many votes out there, again, because they don't start counting the absentee ballots till Election Day. Arizona, it looks like it's been called, I believe, by AP and by Fox. Nevada, I just talked to Harry Reid, the former majority leader, who was senator from Nevada, and he says it's going to be close, but they're winning. He believes that. So I think we're going to win that. And then Georgia, I don't know. And North Carolina, I actually think that might go Trump. But it's the question will be, what will Trump do? And you know that knowing the man, he's going to try to steal this thing. And I've said all along that the only way he doesn't steal it is if he can't.
Yeah.
And so the American people have to have their eyes wide open.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it does. Maybe I'm being naive, but it does seem like the counts are fairly meticulous, and that though it may take time, whoever gets the most votes. And look, yes, the Republicans have a lot of lawyers, but so are the Democrats. And I believe, maybe I'm being naive, but I believe that that if Biden has the most votes, that he will be declared the winner. And then it'll be just a question of what happens between now and inauguration.
You adorable stooge believing that. No, I agree. Hey, I have a question. The sun's going down, and is it catching my forehead here? Are you seeing like an eye?
Yeah, but it looks good. It looks like, it almost looks like you're being filled with the spirit of Christ. That's what it looks like.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Deliver this for Joe Biden. That kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really good. It looks like a spirit entered you, and you suddenly were an oracle that knew the future. So tell us what happens.
Okay. There's a recount in
this doesn't sound too inspirational right now.
In Wisconsin. and they go to court over absentee ballots.
Oh, God. No, Al, when someone's filled with the Spirit of God, they say inspirational things. They don't say, this will go to the lower court. There, over a period of 4 months, it will be litigated.
By well-paid lawyers.
What is your prediction? I got to ask. Let's say you think we're 2 days away, maybe, from getting.
It says that we are now live. This is sunset lighting that we got right here. We got the sunset lighting going on. The sun is about, how far is the sun from going down? The sun is about an hour away. About an hour away from going down. Hope everybody's having a good Sunday out here. Y'all know what we about to talk about right now. As y'all check in, I'm about to lay this all out for y'all, okay? I'm going to lay this all out for y'all. I'm going to make it real clear for y'all. I'm going to tell you that this is not my, what I'm about to talk about right now, this is not my endorsement. I'm just telling y'all what the fuck is going on. I'm just telling y'all what it is. So you ain't got to like it. You ain't got to agree with it, but you will understand it. I am going to tell you that right now. So I'm going to tell y'all what it is in one moment. I'm going to give everybody like 30 seconds to come in here. Whoever's going to come in and whoever's going to leave can leave. Whoever's going to block me, you can block me. Whoever's going to unfollow me, you can unfollow me. But we are going to address this. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why Donald Trump's going to win this 2020 election. We are what? It's August, so that's what's that? September, October, November. So we about what? About 10 weeks away, roughly. We about 10 weeks away from the election. What's the date? The 16th? Yeah, almost exactly 10 weeks away from the 2020 election. I know all y'all going to go out there and vote. And listen, let me be clear. This is not an endorsement of either candidate. This is not my hope for what's going to happen. I personally don't really like either one of these candidates. Personally, I might not even vote because for me to vote is going to require my time, attention, and energy. And I don't think either one of these guys, these two main candidates, is worthy of my time, attention, and energy. And frankly, as I said, I've been saying this since way back. For those of you who don't know, way back when Obama was president, I've been saying this, that whoever the president is has no effect on what I'm doing. They don't stop me or encourage me to write my next book or create my next course or record my masterclass or make a video on YouTube or do these lives. It really does not personally affect me. Now, I know any of you who's really into politics, you can come up with many arguments and draw the line from who the president is and what they decide and who they bring to the Supreme Court, how they affect me personally. But I really don't give a damn. I talked about this on my story last week. I really don't care who the president is. I didn't care when Obama was president. I can't name you one thing Obama did that personally affected me. Not one thing. Now, Obama, it was cool to see him. I voted for him. I wanted to see a black guy become president. That's why I voted for him. I did not know his policies. I did not know his, you know, who he was electing, bringing into his cabinet, and who he appointed. I don't know about none of that stuff. I know he brought Sotomayor into the Supreme Court. I know he had Hillary as Secretary of State. That's all I know. And I know Joe Biden. That's all I know. But anyway, I will answer all the questions at the end of this. First of all, let me introduce myself. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, former 9-year professional athlete, author of 27 books. Yes, you heard me right, 27 books. I've created over 15,000 pieces of content over the last 15 years online. I've been online for a minute. I'm an OG in this internet game. I'm never washed, but I'm not new. And this whole philosophy, work on your game, is all about taking the mentality of the pro athlete and applying it to business, sports, and life, specifically the aspects of the pro athlete, not just the random stuff you hear all these other people, these trainers and coaches and hangers-on talking about when they talk about the mindset of athletes, because that's most of them is corny and most of them watch the game from the sideline. I'm talking about actually being on the court or on the field, actually living it, not being the trainer, not the coach, not the hanger-on, not the entourage member, but the person who's actually out there doing it, that's me. That's what I talk about, and I give you the real conversation here. I tell you the things, not that you want to hear, but I tell you the things you need to hear. And right now, some of you are about to get, what was it in the movie? It was the red pill, right? In The Matrix, the red pill was the one that tells you everything, even though you might not want to hear it. That's what you're about to get right now. I'm about to tell you some things that you need to hear about what's coming up in this 2020 election. Now, everything I'm saying here is assuming that things stay as they are. That means as long as Joe Biden doesn't die, as long as Trump doesn't die, as long as nobody drops out of the election, as long as Kanye doesn't replace somebody or none of that. Assuming that we get on election day, it's Trump versus Biden, which is pretty much what it is right now. I'm giving you three reasons why Donald Trump's going to win, okay? Now, on my story earlier today, I posted the story poll, who would you vote for if the election was today, Biden or Trump? There's only two people. And right now, the last time I checked, it was like 52% Biden, 48% Trump, which is like the election usually comes out something close like that. And then I was at a restaurant today in Coral Gables, Coral Way, and I asked the waitress, who would you vote for? And she was like, well, not Donald Trump. And then I asked, there was another guy who came by to like refill the water. I asked him, who would he vote for? And he said, I guess Donald Trump. And then I asked the hostess, she came by, and asked her who she would vote for. And she talked to us for like, how long did she talk to us? About 25, 30 minutes? And she talked to us about 30 minutes about all these things that she thought. We opened the floodgates for her. She was talking about it. And she didn't even commit to either candidate, but she just had a lot to say about this whole topic. And she had a lot on her mind. I told her she should start a podcast. I actually did tell her that. So hopefully she starts it. But anyway, all that being said, I'm going to give you three reasons why Donald Trump is going to win the 2020 election. And I posted this on my story. Y'all watch my story from earlier today. I wrote an article in December of last year why Trump was going to win in 2020. In December of last year. The article is on my story today. So y'all know I did not just come up with this just now. I have no horse in a political race, no dog in a political race. I'm not Democrat. I am not Republican. I don't care about none of these individuals. I'm really focused on my business. But anyway, all that being said, because I know a lot of y'all care and a lot of y'all been watching this, a lot of this wokeness that's been going on and a lot of this, the MAGA stuff been going on and all this back and forth that people get all worked up and excited about. But then you ask those same people, name one thing any president has done that's directly affected your life. You've been alive 47 years and they can't answer one thing, but they get so excited about the presidential election every 4 years. I do not understand that, but who cares? We ain't got time to be worrying about that. Let's focus on this. Number one reason why Donald Trump is going to win the 2020 election is because Joe Biden has no fans. Joe Biden is not going to win the 2020 election because he does not have any fans. Joe Biden does not have a fan base. Nobody is excited about Joe Biden. Nobody cares about Joe Biden. Nobody actually wants Joe Biden to be the president. Every person that I ask, who would you vote for the 2020 election, when I'm talking about like the never Trumper individuals, like the woke individuals, the Black Lives Matter, fist in the air individuals, the hashtagging people, the kneeling before the game individuals, those people who are all on that side, I say, who would you vote for the 2020 election? All of them give the same answer. Not Donald Trump. That's the answer that they say. Well, I'm not voting for our current president. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. Anybody other than Donald Trump. And that's cool. I'm not mad at them. If you don't want to vote for Trump, you ain't got to. That's why we have elections, right? So you don't have to vote for Donald Trump. Here's the problem when people give that answer. Here's the thing that I hear whenever somebody says, whoever I'm voting for, I'm not voting for Donald Trump, is this. They're not saying that they want to vote for Joe Biden, meaning nobody actually likes Joe Biden. Y'all see the movie Rush Hour? When Jackie Chan was talking to Chris Tucker and Chris Tucker was like, man, that guy don't like you. He don't like you. And Jackie Chan was like, forget about that. I'm here for the girl. And Chris Tucker's like, the girl don't like you. Nobody likes you. That's Joe Biden. All right. Nobody likes Joe Biden. No, he has no fans. I haven't heard one person say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden in the November election because nobody cares about Joe. If it would have been Bernie, listen, Bernie Sanders had fans. Andrew Yang had fans. Even Marianne Williamson had fans. Hillary Clinton had fans. Kamala Harris, being a black woman, she would have had fans. There's some black people that didn't like her because she used to be a district attorney and her job was to put people in prison, which she did. She was doing her job. So people are holding that against her. But she still had fans because she would have been a black woman. Joe Biden ain't got fans for any reason. The only thing Joe Biden got going for him is that he stood next to Barack Obama for 8 years. That's all he did. Joe Biden didn't do nothing else. Only other thing, he's a lifetime politician, but again, the stuff he was doing is only coming up now so people can use it against him. Nobody was paying no attention to him except people who are really into politics. Dude has no kind of audience. And here's the problem with that, and here's what I wrote about in my article in December of 2019. To win an election, you need to get people excited about you. You need people to be like, yo, I want him or her to win so that they can go and vote for you. Elections, ladies and gentlemen, are nothing but popularity contests. That's all they are. An election is a popularity contest. 99% of voting Americans, I'm talking about the people who are actually going to go vote on election day, which might not be me, But the people who are actually going to go vote on election day, 99% of them do not know about policies. They are not reading bills that get passed in the Senate. They don't know any of the details of what's going on in any kind of foreign policy or none of that. Most of you are fitting into that category. You are voting for the person that you like. That's all politics is. You get people to like you, and then you compel them to go to the booth on election day and vote for you, or go to the mail. Maybe this year they're going to have mail-in ballot, and they can go vote for you. That's all an election is. When I was in high school, I'll tell y'all how I came up with this, and I wrote about this in an article I posted in December. We were having an election. I know when you're in high school, every school, you have the elections, like the class president, class treasurer, and all that stuff. And we were doing an election. It was like my junior year. And we had to go right on the ballot and then pass it to the front of the room, and then they count up all the ballots. And the girl who was collecting the ballots, the teacher was like, hey, you girl, Kristen, collect all the ballots. So she's collecting the ballots, and she just made this offhand comment. She said, this ain't nothing but a popularity contest, that's all. And I was like, she's absolutely, that's all it was. It ain't, the president of our high school president was not the most qualified person or the smartest person or the best leader or any of that shit. The person who won class president was the most popular person who ran for president. Whoever the most popular one was going to win. So if somebody wanted to run for president, but you weren't popular amongst the student body, you probably wouldn't even run for president because you didn't want to get embarrassed knowing that you wouldn't win because you weren't popular. You wouldn't even try. And all of y'all went to school, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A presidential election is no different than the election in elementary school or in high school or being the homecoming queen or the prom king or any of that shit. It's just the most popular person. That's all it is. And what does that have to do with this year's election? You might not like Donald Trump. Some of y'all hate Donald Trump. Some of y'all are like, I would vote for anybody other than Donald Trump. Some of y'all vote for Kanye West over Donald Trump. Here's the thing, though. Donald Trump has fucking fans. All right. Joe Biden ain't got no fans. Donald Trump got fans. Even if you hate Donald Trump, even if you don't like Trump, even if you think he has no morals, even if you think he's blowing the racist dog whistle, even if you think, fill in the blank, y'all know the shit y'all be saying about Donald Trump or whoever y'all be following, what they be saying about Donald Trump. What, LeBron called him a bum? Yeah, you think he's a bum like LeBron James said? Listen, Donald Trump got fans. That man has a fan base. All that Make America Great Again, MAGA, does he have fans? All right. Even if you hate him, can you agree that that man got fans? He got a fan base. If Donald Trump was a rapper, he'd be Drake. All right. He'd be selling more records than Drake if he was a rapper right now. He's that popular. He got a whole base of people who fuck with him, who will ride out for him. They go and march for him. They fighting Antifa people for him. They going against Black Lives Matter for him. They will go to the polls and vote for him. We already know this. All right. Even though people said, I remember in 2016, Hillary actually, in the popular vote, Hillary had more votes than Trump. I think it was 53 million to 50 million. And it's 300 million Americans. Only a third of people even voted in that election. She had popular votes, more votes than Donald Trump. But 50 million people went and voted for this dude, Donald Trump. After all the stuff he was saying and doing leading up to that 2016 election, he got 50 million people. That's damn near half of the country who actually voted to go vote for him. That is fans. You got to get people excited to get them to go vote. All right, people don't have to vote. That's the thing. Voting is an expense, not a money expense, but a time expense. You got to go to this place. You got to stand in line. You got to bring your ID or fill out some forms. And now this year with the COVID, now you got to put on a mask and you might be worried because a lot of people or now maybe filling a ballot on paper and it might be confusing. Then you got to put a stamp on it. And who knows what the process is going to be. It takes time, though. Everybody can admit it takes time to go vote. Why exercise the right to vote? You know, black people be like, yeah, black people fought long and hard for the right to vote. We got to go vote. Who we voting for? Donald Trump got fans. Joe Biden ain't got none. And the problem with that is all of Donald Trump's fans on election day, they're going to go vote. And there are many reasons why. And I'm going to get to that when I get to points 2 and 3. So number one point why Trump is going to win in 2020 is that he actually has fans. There's nobody listening to me right now who is a fan of Joe Biden. You might be voting for Joe Biden, but you're not a fan of Joe Biden. Everybody who's talked about him says, everybody who I talk to doesn't like Trump, they say something like, well, as long as Trump doesn't win, as long as we get Trump out of there, as long as it's not Trump. The NBA right now, they're doing this voting and it's everybody go vote. Rappers are like, yeah, everybody go vote. They're not saying who to vote for, but we all know exactly what they're doing. The same way that people say, well, Donald Trump was blowing the dog whistle for racist white people with the stuff that he was saying. He never said anything directly racist. He would say indirect stuff, and people say, oh, well, he's being racist, but he can't say it directly, so he's being indirect. The same thing NBA is doing. That's the same thing your favorite rappers and athletes are doing now, telling everybody to go vote because they want you to go vote for the whoever's not Donald Trump so they can get Donald Trump out. They're doing the exact same thing, but nobody's calling it that. The problem with that is ain't nobody to get excited about. When Obama was running, what did people say? Vote for Obama. They put Obama's picture up. People was making songs about Obama. You had rappers going to Obama rallies. You had Obama. He was doing all kinds of stuff. He was coming out to rap music at his joint. What's Joe Biden doing? Who cool with Joe Biden? Nobody. You seen LeBron James say Joe Biden's name? Jay-Z saying his name? Beyonce make a song about him? No, because they don't like the dude. And that is a problem because nobody is going to be excited to go vote for him on Election Day. Most of the people who voted for Obama in 08 and in 2012 did not vote in 2016 when Hillary needed to beat Donald Trump. That's why Trump won. Most of Obama's voters did not vote the day that Trump beat Hillary. They didn't vote at all. It's not like they switched them with the Trump. They just didn't show up because they weren't excited about Hillary. And Hillary was a female. She was connected to Bill Clinton. In other words, she had more clout than fucking Joe Biden has. How the hell you think anybody going to show up for Joe Biden? They're not. That's a trick question. Point number two. What I'm talking about here is why Donald Trump is going to win the 2020 election. I am predicting this 10 weeks in advance. Number two reason why he's going to win is because it kind of piggybacks on what I said in point number one. People's argument for voting for Joe Biden, Joe Biden's argument for voting for Joe Biden is what he said on The Breakfast Club. For those of you who know, The Breakfast Club is a popular radio show that is, you know, very popular in the hip-hop culture, youth culture. He said, if you got to decide between me and Donald Trump, you ain't black. Now, here's the problem with making that statement. That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek statement. It could be funny. The problem is Joe Biden is an old white man telling a bunch of black people, the demographic of The Breakfast Club, that listen to The Breakfast Club are a bunch of black people. He said, if you got to decide between me, old white man, and Donald Trump, old white man, you ain't black. So here's an old white man telling a whole bunch of young black people what defines their blackness is choosing him. All right, that was a very bad idea by Joe Biden. He probably thought he could get away with it because he would get votes anyway. And in part, he is partly right, but in part, he is wrong. Because this is Joe Biden's campaign. His whole campaign sales pitch is I'm not Donald Trump. That's his whole pitch. The problem with that pitch is that is not going to move the voters who are on the fence. And when I say the fence, I don't mean they're on the fence between should I vote for Trump or should I vote for Biden. They're on the fence of should I vote at all and should I not vote at all. He has those people like, yo, I'm not even going to go vote because this guy is nothing about him that's compelling. And that's a problem. See, you got to get people to show up. Joe Biden's whole campaign is based on, well, hey, I'm not Donald Trump, everybody. Isn't that good enough? No, that is not good enough, Joe Biden. You got to come up with something else. Now, he picked Kamala Harris, who is a black woman. She would be the first female vice president and the first black vice president. And I know there's a whole lot of stuff about whether she's actually black and all that stuff. But let's just assume that she's black, okay? Let's just assume she's black, all right? If we could assume Sean King is black, we could definitely say Kamala Harris is black, okay? And that's a different conversation for a different day. But anyway, Joe Biden's whole campaign is based on, well, I'm not Trump. The thing is, so what? Like, Trump has fans. A Trump person who's on the fence is showing up because Trump's going to get them to show up. He draws an audience. Joe Biden can't draw an audience, and if your whole campaign is based on, well, hey, I'm just not the other guy, there's going to be some votes that you come up short on. And the places that he needs to win, namely Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, all the swing states, quote-unquote swing states, I don't see him winning those states. I just don't see it happening. Unless something major happens between now and Election Day, I just don't see him drawing enough voters out where it matters for him to actually win that election. That's the second point. Here's the third point, and this is a really important point, this third point here. What I'm talking about here is why Trump's going to win the 2020 election. The mainstream media, being, y'all know who the mainstream media is. Social media is part of the mainstream media nowadays. So this includes social media, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, you know, all your favorite woke journalists, media personalities, sports leagues, athletes, entertainers, all these woke individuals. Here's what they did wrong. They didn't mean to do this, but this is what they did. In 2016, let me say what they did, then I'll explain it. They have gone so far in trying to go against Trump that they are actually creating a blowback reaction. They're creating an equal and opposite reaction of Trump fans now doubling down on Trump because they tried so hard to make him look bad that they kind of have gone too far. That's what the mainstream media has done over the last 4 years. Let me tell you what happened. Y'all been alive. You've been alive for the last 4 years. You know what happened. In the 2015, Trump announced he's running for president, right? So they had a whole campaign. He wins the Republican ticket. Then he goes against Hillary, comes up to the 2016 election. I remember like the month before the election, 2016, the mainstream media was going so hard against Trump because at first, when he first started running, people was like, oh, Trump ain't going to win. He's a joke. He ain't doing nothing. He ain't got a chance. Around this time in 2016, it started to look like he might have a little bit of a chance. And people were still laughing at him. All right, he's going to run. He's going to get his ass kicked on election day. He's going to go write a book about it and go back to doing his reality show. Trump's a clown. Forget him. But then by about September, October, it started to look like this might actually be competitive. And that's when the mainstream media started going hard. What they started doing was writing all these articles and putting out all this propaganda, media propaganda, about how if Trump wins, y'all remember this, if Trump wins, he's going to be like Hitler, right? It's going to be like he's going to do the Holocaust for people of color and for LGBT community and for women. The world is going to be all about white men. That's what's going to happen if Trump wins. That's what people said. Now, it's been 4 years, people. That's what people said. If Trump wins, he's going to be like Adolf Hitler. They're going to bring back slavery. They're going to roll back all the gains for the LGBTQ community. They're going to roll back all the civil rights gains for black people if Trump wins. We can't let Trump win. They're going to bring it back to Jim Crow days and all this stuff. And there were famous entertainers posting stuff from back in the 50s and 60s when black people were being disrespected. They're like, yeah, we can't let Trump win, y'all. You got to go vote. We can't let this come back. And it's people who I like. I'm not even going to say their names because y'all know who they are. They were posting this. I'm like, why are they posting it? Why are they doing this? It was a whole lot of fear campaigning just to keep Trump from winning. And this is what they said when he actually won. They said, we're going to be better than Trump. Trump won the election, but you know what? We're going to be better than him. When he goes to the low road, we're going to take the high road. When he attacks people personally, we're going to hold our heads up high with dignity. When he's doing all this negative stuff and negative campaigning, we're going to be positive. We're going to be the exact opposite of Donald Trump. We are going to be the resistance. We're going to resist everything that Donald Trump does. That's what they said in 2016 when he won the election. He won it in November. He didn't actually get sworn in until January. So for that 3 months or 2 months, December, January, about 10 weeks, that we're going to resist Donald Trump. We're going to go, everything he does, we're going to do the opposite, right? And what people said? We're going to be the opposite of Donald Trump. We're going to be the anti-Donald Trump in 2016. It's 2020, everybody. What happened? What happened? The mainstream media said we're not going to do anything Trump does. Whatever he does, we're going to do the opposite. It's 2020. What are they doing now? Now, they take everything Trump did. They took his whole fucking playbook, and now they're doing the exact same thing. Now, the mainstream media is doing way more canceling than Donald Trump's doing. Now, you can't get canceled by the MAGA crowd can't cancel you. Who you get canceled by? You get canceled by CNN. You get canceled by the left. You get canceled by gay people. You get canceled by women. You get canceled by woke white people. You get canceled by social media. You get canceled on Twitter. You get canceled on Instagram. Who's doing all the canceling now? The left is canceling everybody. The same people that said Donald Trump was going to do this, this, and this to destroy America, they're doing it now. The same stuff he was doing, they're doing it. They took his whole playbook and they made it their playbook. And here's the problem with that. And I'm not even saying that is right or wrong. This is just what's happening. Here's the problem with it, though. The problem with it is all of that pushback of trying to go against Trump, they tried so hard to make him look bad. Everything he does or says, there are people I follow on social media. I follow people who are like Trump supporters. I follow people who are supporters of Trump. I follow people who are super anti-Trump. Everything he says, they got some kind of sarcastic comment to say it. I follow a few people on either end of the far ends of the spectrum. And one of the things is some of them try so hard to make him look bad. Everything he says, they got some kind of comment. Everything he does, they find a way to put a negative spin on it. Everything that comes out negative about him, they amplify it. The problem is no human being is all terrible and no human being is all perfect. So when you try to make somebody look all terrible and that person has fans, that person has supporters, that person has a base of people who really fuck with them, those people are going to start noticing and they're going to start pushing back. Tony Robbins talks about this, that if you walk up to another person and you push them, they're going to stiffen up and they're going to resist you pushing them, because if they just let you push them, they're going to fall over and just keep walking backwards. But if they don't push at all, you have nothing to push against. And the thing is, the Trump base, the MAGA base, is noticing all of this stuff that Trump has been saying from the beginning. In 2016, Trump was like, it's so unfair what the mainstream media is doing to me. They're trying to witch hunt me. They're trying to make me look bad. They're attacking me at every turn. And when I remember when he used to say that in 2016, I was like, maybe he's just saying that. Maybe he's just campaigning. He's just trying to hype up his base. It's just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. But now it's been 4 years. And now I'm like, you know what? He was actually right. They are actually doing that. And again, I am not on either side of this. I am not woke. I am not BLM. I am not MAGA. I am not Democrat. I am not Republican. I'm not on either side of this conversation. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, all right, all the stuff he was saying in 2016 is actually true now. I don't know if it was true then, but it's definitely true now. They have tried so hard to make this man look bad. At every turn, everything he does, people have something negative to say about it, to the point that his audience is like, okay, now y'all just going too far. Y'all sounding ridiculous now. Now, you know what? Now we're going to double down in supporting this guy. So what's going to happen on November, whatever day that election is, whatever day, let me see what day it is, 2020 election, November 3rd, 2020, all the Trump fans coming out. If it's mail-in voting, all of them are voting. All right, all the Trump fans will show up on November 3rd. Now, the Biden fans, are they going to show up? Well, that's a trick question because Biden ain't got no fans. All right, the Trump anti-fans, some of you are going to vote. Many of you ain't going to vote because you ain't a fan of Biden, and you're not going to be compelled to go do anything for him. And all that energy that the mainstream media has created to try to be against Trump, all of this stuff, the NBA, the WNBA, all the entertainment, all Hollywood, all the LGBTQ community, all the Antifa, all the mainstream media, all of social media has tried so hard to make this dude look bad. His crowd, they're going to close quarters. They're going to get their shit together, and they're going to come back. They did this in 2016. Y'all saw it. We have seen this movie before, and Hillary was a stronger candidate than Joe Biden is. We've seen this movie before, and if Joe Biden drops out and it's Kamala Harris, here's the problem with Kamala Harris. She was running for president, for those of you who don't remember. She was running. She was running against Joe Biden, and she was getting her ass kicked. Her campaign was trash. It was falling to shit. And she dropped out of the campaign. She lost to Joe Biden. Now she's going to go work for Joe Biden. So people think, oh, if Joe Biden drops out and Kamala runs, she would be stronger than Joe Biden. I don't think so. And because she's a black woman on the ticket, maybe that could be something. The problem is there's a lot of black people who don't like Kamala because, again, her job was putting people in jail for, I mean, that was her job. She was a district attorney. She was a state attorney. She was supposed to put people in jail. She's a prosecutor. But anyway, this is, again, people don't need to know all the details. People go off of who they like. If you had to do a popularity contest between Joe Biden and Donald Trump today, Joe Biden is not even, that's not even a competition. All right, that's like fucking Shaquille O'Neal against Muggsy Bogues. All right, that's not a competition. Joe Biden has no audience, no fans. That's the number one reason why he's not going to win. Number two reason is his only campaign is that I'm not Donald Trump. That is a problem because you can't get people to come to the polls to say, all right, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. So whoever the other guy is, I'm going to vote for him. That does not work. It's never worked before. It's not going to work this time. And people say, oh, Kamala Harris could be the person. No, Kamala Harris is not strong enough. She couldn't even beat Joe Biden. How's she going to beat Donald Trump? She doesn't have any fans either. Neither one of them have any fans whatsoever. And elections are popularity contests. And number three, I'm going to take questions after this. Number three reason why the mainstream media has tried so hard to polarize America against Donald Trump successfully. They have succeeded at this. The mainstream media has so many people so anti-Trump that all the pro-Trump people are now about to get together. They're going to make sure everybody is armed and ready to go, metaphorically speaking, of course. And they're going to come out in droves and they're going to make sure they support Donald Trump for this election because of the way that people are coming after them. So all that being said, I'm going to take any questions anybody got. If you got questions or comments, I'm going to take them right now. Before I do that, I'll tell you right here, this book right here, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. This book is designed not to tell you to vote for Biden or Trump or Harris or nobody else. This book is about you looking in the mirror. You see, that's why I call it The Mirror of Motivation. The Mirror of Motivation is about you looking in the mirror so you can change who you're being as a person, so you can start doing what you need to do to get the results that you want to get, regardless of who the president is. All right, whoever is in the White House or any other house that ain't your house, is not affecting directly what is happening in your life. You need to focus on what you need to do. That's why this book is called The Mirror of Motivation. All right, not the White House of Motivation, not the Instagram of Motivation, The Mirror of Motivation. This book is free. I've already paid for the book. All you got to do is cover the shipping. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. The link is right down below on Facebook and on Instagram, mirrorofmotivation.com. And let me take questions because I know we got some comments in here that I'm going to get through. Let's see. Coffee the Great, what's good? Estonia and Russia is in the house. N1K, what's good? Mozart said people going to tune in for this one. Why Trump's going to win? Well, he is going to win, unless something changes. And Jean-Pierre said that's what capitalism does. It helps you do all those actions to support yourself. Exactly. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. Safe Boy said he gave us free Obama phones. I don't even know what the Obama phone is. What is that? I never heard of the Obama phone. Mozart said his sales mouthpiece is too nice. Donald Trump is a salesperson, and elections are sales. Popularity contests is a long sales presentation. And Donald Trump has been popular for a very long time. For those of y'all old enough to remember, before he got into politics, rappers were shouting out Donald Trump more than they were shouting out anybody. Donald Trump was getting mad shout-outs from black rappers a lot when he was just a media guy because they liked his swagger. He was cocky. He was arrogant. He put his name on everything. He made a lot of money, and he was unapologetic about it. People loved that about Donald Trump. Nothing has changed. The only thing is he's in politics now. That's all. Coffee said Biden's health is deteriorating. Yeah, I mean, it looks like that. I want to see what he's going to do if they make him do the debates. How is he going to survive a debate? That's what I want to know about Joe Biden. I don't see how he survives a debate. Somebody said, might as well vote for Kanye. Well, Kanye ain't doing nothing. Kanye ain't making nothing happen. Coffee said, I was excited for Andrew Yang. I heard Yang was pretty good. I didn't see the debate that he was involved in. The problem was, what I heard is that he didn't play the debate game very well, so he wasn't going to win. There's a lot of stuff you got to do to be successful in politics. Hoop Lao D says, there a correlation between the popularity contest in politics and building a successful startup company? Not necessarily a startup, because a startup don't even have to have a person on it. But like Twitter was a startup. But if you're talking about a personal brand, yeah, personal brand, you got to have some kind of audience. You got to have some fans. It ain't got to be 50 million. You can have 50 fans and make money depending on what you're selling and how much you're selling it for. Coffee said, do you think social media uses Trump as a scapegoat for most of the problems going on in America? No. I don't think social media talks about most of the problems going on in America. They talk about a few problems going on in America, and then they use certain instances as scapegoats. Most of the problems going on in America don't even get talked about at all. Coffee says, sounds like cancel culture. Yeah, cancel culture was created by the left slash the woke side of things. Not by Trump. Trump didn't cancel nobody. People have been trying to cancel Trump. Hoop says, forget everyone who isn't on board with you. Exactly. That was something that I said Trump does as well. Trump does not pay attention to the people who don't like him, unless he's bashing them in order to stir up his own base. That's what he does. Coffee says, China Trump? I don't know what that means. Kingley says, I agree. He will win again. Jim Crow Joe just ain't it. People come up with these now nicknames now. And Joe, and then Trump started that, the nickname stuff. Cop Mala. I haven't heard those ones before, but okay. Mozart said, you need to stop all this politics and get with the work on your game. Well, politics will never go away. We just got to learn how to play the game. King said, Kamala just now identified as black Japaner. She was identified as Asian and Indian before all this election stuff. I heard about that. But the average person doesn't care about that. They're just going to see what she looks like. Says, all right, she's black, so they're going to go with her. Coffee said Dre got a red bandana, so voting for Trump is confirmed. Haha. I got a black hat, though, so what does that mean? Black hat, red bandana, which one is it? Bogoja says, what if there was an economic recession? There was. Right before Obama won, there was an economic recession. Raymond was good. Kingley says, Rick Ross shout out Trump and his song Pirates. Oh, every rapper has shout out Trump. Before he got into politics, every rapper shout out Trump. Jay-Z shouted him out. Every rapper shout out Donald Trump. Any rapper between 1995 and 2010 shouted out Donald Trump. That's a fact. Any of y'all who's old enough to remember, you know. Sports Lover says, what do you think about Trump being involved in that scandal with Epstein? I don't know that much about it. A lot of names have been dropped in it, but nothing has actually been proven. It's just association. We Like says, what do you think most people in the world, I think most people in the world are too sensitive, since you can't say shit nowadays at all. Well, you can't say it. People are just afraid to say it. People are sensitive, but listen, I'm talking about why Donald Trump's going to win the election. And I know some people don't like that, but hey, I say whatever the fuck I want. You just got to have the balls to say it, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump won because he got the balls to say that. So over on Facebook, Troy said, he said, what? That dude, you don't enough Balls to Condemn was tweeting white power videos 2 weeks ago. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, Troy? Please give more context to what you're saying. Troy said you sound like a Trumper. Well, first of all, Troy, let's be clear about something. Number one, I said at the beginning of this live stream that I'm not on any side of this. I said that actually five times in this, and I'm not on either side of it. Number two, I'm explaining why I believe Trump's going to win, not that I want him to win or that I even care if he wins. I already made clear I might not even vote because I don't like either one of these candidates, and I don't care who the president is anyway. Even when Obama was president, he didn't do nothing for me. Gas was fucking $3.50 a gallon when Obama was president, so he ain't helped me. So all that being said, Troy, if you have some context of what you're saying, go ahead and say it. And even if I was a Trump or Troy, you're on my motherfucking page. I could be whoever the fuck I want to be. And if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out of here. So all that being said, if you got some context to your point, you can go in and add to it. But I can say whatever I want on my page. Remember where you at, Troy. All right, we ain't in your house. You're in my house. Ambitious Journey Media says, how do you think the mail-in votes will affect the election? I have no idea. I've never been involved in an election that had mail-in votes, so we'll see. But I can't tell you anything about that. I don't know. Yeah, Jeezy had a song called Donald Trump. He had a whole song on one of his Trap or Die mixtapes called Donald Trump. Jay-Z bought an apartment in Trump's building. Jay-Z owned an apartment in a Donald Trump building. He rapped about it. Bozja said, would an economic recession affect Donald Trump negatively? If it's happening right when the election happens, yeah, they'll use it. They'll throw that out there. This is just politics. That's just par for the course. Everybody does that. That's just normal politics. But Donald Trump is not the normal politician, so that's the problem. Is that you can't use the normal stuff against Donald Trump because he doesn't play by the normal rule book. So the stuff that would work against a normal Republican candidate does not work against Trump because he doesn't play by the same game. And that's Joe Biden's problem. I don't think Joe Biden is equipped mentally to play a different type of game. Trump is like guerrilla warfare. All right? You don't really know what he's going to do. Whereas when you're going against a normal, quote-unquote, normal politician, a textbook politician, you pretty much know what's going to work and what's not. But against Trump, you have no idea. And Joe Biden, I don't think he's sharp enough in the mind, at least in his current state, to do anything about it. King Lee says, I've been doing the Dwayne Wade Hoop Handbooks. Oh, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody doing the Dwayne Wade programs. Hoop says, Trump's marketing strategy was so powerful and different, the others tried to mimic it afterwards and fell flat. Yeah, Trump's strategy is you got to have his personality. You can't just copy the book. Said, I think Biden tried to out-Trump Trump when he made that statement. Maybe. I think what Biden was doing was, I think Biden knew where he was at. He knew he was on the Breakfast Club, which is as a young demographic, they know it's very black, and he knows that you can say certain things on the Breakfast Club that you're not going to say on MSNBC. So he said it because he thought he'd be able to say it and get away with it. And to some people, they said, hey, you know what? He's probably right. Maybe he's right that you do got to vote for Biden if you're black. But there were also some black people who are a little bit more, in my opinion, a little bit more thoughtful and nuanced, who said, no, we're not allowing a white man to tell us who we're supposed to vote. I can't let a white man tell us how black we are. So that is, I think that was a misstep by Joe Biden, in my opinion. But hey, maybe there's some black people who heard that and said, yeah, he's right. But again, this is my show, so that's how I feel about it. Coffee says, what type will die down first, the fighting against oppression or the pandemic? Well, I don't think the pandemic is hype. I think the pandemic is a real thing. I mean, ask somebody who went out of business in the last 3 months if the pandemic is hype. I don't think it's hype. And BLM, I don't think BLM is hype. I think it's I don't even know what to call it. It's something. I wouldn't call it hype. Hype is just like people get excited for a minute and then forget about it. I don't think that's what this is. It's something else. I don't know what word to give it, but I wouldn't call it hype. Hype is a little bit watering it down. Sports Lover said, now you see me mad at him. I'm not mad at him. I'm just communicating to him. This is just my style of communication. Sometimes in life, I did a master class on this. Sometimes in life, you got to speak to people in their language so that they understand you. A certain language that I speak when I'm at a corporate speaking event, and a certain language that I speak when I'm speaking to somebody standing on the corner, and a certain language I got to speak when I'm talking to a commentator on the internet. It's just language. It's just different dialects. That's the way that I was explained. Different dialects. I can speak a lot of different languages, all within English. Mozart says, that's a Drake energy, all right. King Lee says, Biden team always got to play damage control for always saying something out of pocket. Well, I mean, Trump says things that would be quote-unquote out of pocket all the time, but he gets away with it. So it might work. Biden might win anyway, despite all of these things that he's saying. All right, Troy, you ain't got nothing else to say, man. You ain't got no context to this. I thought you were going to add some context. I'm giving you the floor to actually give me some context of what you're saying. But now, since you don't have any, now you got to get blocked. All right, so Troy just got blocked. I gave him the floor. I gave him an opportunity to respond to what he was saying. He didn't have nothing else. He didn't have no substance to add to what he said. I gave him an opportunity. Y'all saw that. All y'all on Facebook, y'all saw that comment. But anyway, let's see what else we got. I'll take a few more questions. Ambitious Journey Media says, thoughts on Biden saying, unlike the African-American community with notable exceptions, the Latin community is incredibly diverse community with incredibly diverse attitudes. Yeah, I heard him say that. I saw that statement, and it was taken out of context. That's one of the things that they do now with all media. Like, if I was way more famous and somebody wanted to attack me, they could take any little clip out of what I said over the last, whatever, 40 minutes and make it sound like I'm saying one thing when I wasn't saying that at all. They just take it out of context. So that statement was taken out of context. I don't know what he said before that. I don't know what he said after that. But again, in the media these days, it doesn't even matter. Like, as they say, if they don't have a story, they'll make one. As far as the African-American community, I think for the most part, African-Americans have usually voted Democrat. That's not a lie. He's not lying when he says that. It is kind of a slap in the face to a thinking individual. A black person who can think, who hears that, is like, damn, he's kind of telling the truth, but you also feel like an asshole because you're like, damn, I have been voting Democrat. I'll tell you something my parents told me in the 90s. This is when I was way too young to vote. The news was on. They were talking Republicans, Democrats. I said to my mom, Mom, are we Republicans or Democrats? And she said, we're Democrats. And I said, why? And she said, because Republicans only work for the rich people. I said, oh, okay. So I guess that told me a lot about who we were supposed to be at that time. But that's exactly what she said. She was not joking. And that was how black people thought for a long time. And that was supplied by a lot of black leaders, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons. They were all into this Democratic thing. And there's a whole lot of, y'all would have to read, there's books about this stuff that y'all would have to read. I can't explain all this stuff to you. But y'all would have to go on, I guess y'all suggest y'all start on YouTube. There are plenty of blacks who are more conservatively leaning. I don't know if they're conservatives, but they lean conservative and they question a lot of the stuff that black people have consistently championed as to why does this even make sense. Thomas Sowell was one person I would have you start with because he's not trying to be like, he's not trying to be excitable. He's not trying to give you sound bites. He's not trying to slam dunk anybody in back and forth on the internet. But he has very cogent arguments. He's got like 15 books, and he has a whole lot of videos that's like an hour long on YouTube that if you just listen to him talk, and he doesn't try to give you sound bites. He gives you the full arguments, and he makes perfect sense. He uses very plain English. His name is Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. I would suggest y'all look him up. And again, he doesn't say, vote for this guy, vote for that guy. He doesn't seem like a Trump fan either, but listen to the things he says. He had a lot of criticisms for Obama, but he backs him up with actual data. It's not just, well, I don't like Obama because it'd be some like surface level thing. He had real stuff to say. So anyway, Harry said, Mother said, Troy needs to work on his response game. Well, Troy's gone. We will never see Troy again. Harry said, if Trump wins again, I'll buy all your books. All right, I'll send you an invoice. All right. King Lee says, black people were Republicans before MLK was. That's true. I mean, a lot of people don't know the Republican Party are the ones who ended slavery. It wasn't the Democrats, it was the Republicans. A coffee, you got it right. Mozart said, do your parents still feel that way? Probably. I mean, my parents are old. My parents are stuck in their ways. My parents are old. All right, and I don't mean old by how the number on their cap, number of candles on their cake. I mean by the way that they think. You become old by your thoughts, not by your age. You could be 80 years old and be a very flexible thank you. Thomas Sowell, the guy I just mentioned, he's like 89, 90 years old, and the dude still like writes books and stuff. I don't think when my parents are 90 years old, they're like in their 60s right now, they might be watching this. My parents are more stuck in their ways type of individuals. I've actually heard them use that saying. My parents have said to me, I'm stuck in my ways. Not me. They said that to me, that they're stuck in their ways. So they are old. So whatever way they were thinking in the 90s, they probably still think now, and that was 30 years ago. Some people are just like that. People are who they are. Do I support Trump? No. I don't support Biden either. I voted for Obama, but that's the last candidate. He was the first and last candidate that I've ever been excited about, and I was excited about Obama because he was black. Straight up and down. That's why I voted for Obama. I can't name not one Obama policy. I voted for him because he was black. Mozart said, why did rappers stop messing with Trump? Because he was saying things that sounded like he was dog whistling racist white people. And rappers, a lot of them have a whole lot of black fans who are surface level thinkers. So when they heard that about Trump, they're like, all right, Trump's bad for black people. So a rapper said, all right, if I say Trump is good, then black people are going to stop liking me and stop buying my records. I'm going to stop making money. So they didn't, so they had to go against Trump, except Kanye West. And Kanye is kind of popular enough, but Kanye's whole brand is that he'll go off kilter every now and then, just say stuff that people think doesn't make sense, and then he'll come back, then he'll do it again, then he'll come back, and he'll do it. That's his brand, so he can get away with it. Whereas, let's say if Jay-Z supported Trump, he couldn't get away with that, because his brand is not that he's like, people think Kanye is crazy, right? So when he says something crazy, we can laugh at it. But most rappers don't have a brand of being crazy, so they can't just say random stuff and get away with it. Kanye can get away with that. Everybody else cannot. All right, I'm going to take a couple more questions. I don't know how much time we all got here. I'm going to take like 5 more questions. Anybody got a question, post it right now, and then we're wrapping this up. Wet like water. Since my dad once said under Obama, we had to pay taxes for people who were too lazy to put the work in. Do I believe in that? We still doing that. That's what socialism is. That's what Bernie Sanders wanted to do. Socialism is taking everybody's stuff and redistributing it evenly. Capitalism is not exactly the opposite. Don't get me into trying to explain this. I know some of y'all might know it better than me. Capitalism is you eat what you kill. And if you don't kill nothing, you starve to death. That's what capitalism is about. And if you are a serious capitalist, you care somewhat about politics, but you know as long as you do your thing and you produce, you're going to eat. But they do take more taxes. Obama wanted to tax the rich because he was supposedly for the people, but a lot of the people said Obama didn't do shit for them. So you can read up on those people who have that to say. Again, I don't really have an opinion on Obama, the president. I voted for him because he represented that a black person could be president, and that's why I supported it. Now, both of these dudes is old and white. I don't care which one of them wins. But it will be interesting to watch, and I will comment on it. I don't care who wins, but I will comment on it because it is very interesting. And everybody's talking about it, so I might as well ride that wave. Brandon said, I'm shocked you shared that. Never thought I would hear. Share what? What part of it? Mozart said, you got to do a live when Trump wins on election night. Oh, yeah, I might go live on election night. I might go live on election night. I might have to stay up late that night, November 3rd. I usually go to bed early, but I might stay up late that night. Do I think Trump has been better financially for the minority communities than Obama? That's a good question. I don't think either one of them did anything for minority communities. And a minority community is a lot of people. Let's be clear. Minority community is, I don't know the exact number of people, but they say that blacks are 12, 13% of the population. That's millions of people. So we can't say everybody. I mean, you got people like Jay-Z who's worth allegedly a billionaire. You got black people who are broke, who ain't got nothing, who are on welfare. So what is the president supposed to do? The government, ladies and gentlemen, is designed to help people who cannot help themselves. So all y'all who got data and Wi-Fi and iPhones, the government is not designed to help you, all right, because you can help yourself. If you got time to be watching the Instagram Live on a Sunday night, the government is not designed for you. The government is designed for broke people who ain't got nothing, living in shelters, getting welfare and government cheese and shit like that. That's who the government is for. The government is not for us. All right, it's not for us. It will take from you if you got a lot, and it will give to you if you ain't got shit. And if you're in the middle, you kind of squeezed. All right, is the middle class squeeze. I think Grant Cardone was talking about that. The squeeze on the middle class. So if you're in the middle, all right, get to the top or go to the bottom. Pick one. All right, either become poor or become rich, all right, but don't stay in the middle. The government is not designed to help the person who can do for self. If you can do for self, do as much as you can for yourself through helping other people. All right, that way you're helping others, you're doing it ethically, you make money, and you get whatever you want because you're giving to other people, and then you can live the way that you want to live so that the government, well, they're going to tax you. They're going to take your money. You're going to pay that tax. So you might as well move to a state with no income tax like Florida, where I'm at, or Texas. Don't live in California. California will tax the shit out you. At least so I've heard. Anyway, ARB was good. How are people still broke in 2020? The internet is a gold mine. Well, it's crowded on the internet. It's hard. It's hard out here still. You still got to hustle, and you got to get attention on the internet. There's a lot of people on the internet. So just because you're on it doesn't mean anything's going to work out. So anyway, I think we've said enough on this topic for one night. I will talk about this more as things go on. I am not a political commentator. This conversation is not really about politics. You notice I'm not really talking about policies or none of that. I'm just talking about what I see, and I'm explaining this in terms of the stuff that I already talk about. How to get people excited about you, how to build a brand, how to create an audience, how to compel people to action. That's what I'm talking about here. Donald Trump knows how to do these things. That's why he won the presidency the first time. That's why, as things stand right now, I believe he will win it again. If he doesn't win, something has to change on the other side of his opponent, or he got to do something that is going to make him look bad, or something got to happen in the world that just makes him look bad by default because he's quote-unquote in charge. So we'll see what happens over the next 10 weeks. It's only 10 weeks till the election. So if you're going to vote, vote. If you're going to vote, you're going to vote already. If you're not going to vote, nothing I say is going to make you vote. All right, LeBron James ain't going to make you vote. All right. The NBA kneeling ain't going to make you vote. Now, you're going to do what you're going to do. If you're not excited about Biden, you ain't getting up to go vote on no election day for no goddamn Joe Biden. All right. If you get a day off from work, you're taking a day off from work. You ain't going to vote. But anyway, that's what it is. Everybody, I will talk about this again more in the future. I do these lives every single day. I'm doing them every day now, again, just in case y'all didn't know. So stay tuned. I don't know what I'm going to talk about each day. I didn't know I was going to talk about this until I sat down. So every day I decide right there on the spot. Y'all know what it is. And then y'all see Troy out there. I'll tell him to get his fucking weight up. And next time he come in here, have something to say of substance. Everybody have a good night. Work on your game. Be out of here.
Anyway, what I've got here on the Washington Post site is Biden. This is electoral votes. 253. I thought it was closer for some reason. 253, Trump 214. Okay. And hold on, did they have a time on here? Let me go to USA. I think USA Today might have a. Let's see what USA Today's got. This is a tight one. Interesting what the last guy said on audio. I do agree with him. People vote for who they like to a very high degree. Okay, here I go. Here we go. All right, as of 11:59, and that's just a couple of minutes ago, because it's 12:01 where I'm at, 11:59, Biden had 264 Electoral College votes, only need 270 to get in, and then Trump has 214, but that's why I titled this podcast today, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. According to this, in Georgia, Trump has got a, boy, talk about a hair's edge. Trump 49.5% in Georgia compared to Biden, which he's got 49.2, with an estimated 99% of the vote in. That's in Georgia. Now that's 16. That's 16 votes for that state, Georgia. That's real tight. All right, and well, if Biden comes from behind, that'll put him over. But anyway, let's see. We got Pennsylvania, Trump, 3.4%. Biden 48.5% with 87% of the count in thus far. All right. Now we also have North Carolina. North Carolina is still out there. I believe Nevada is still out there, and Alaska is still out there. All right. Let's see. Senate results. 48 Democrat, 48 Republican. House 208, Republican 190. All right. So, anyway, it's a tight one. Let me open up the phone lines right here. Okay, 314. What do you think
about the election?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've never seen
this is a tight one.
Yeah, from all the things that I'm hearing about the. This fraud that's going on in ballots and so forth. I never see anything like this in the United States. But, as I said before, and I think I'm going to stop saying this, but people have to take care of themselves. Governments can't take care. You know, it's a lot of people so misinformed. They don't understand the separation of powers. They think that the White House is going to save them, provide them with jobs, and build them homes and all that stuff. They think that they're going to tax the rich and distribute it to the poor. These people are going to be in for a rude awakening.
Well, you're absolutely right. You got to take care of yourself. The White House, there's nobody that can get in the White House that will do that for you.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't know how this stuff, how these processes work. That That there is, that's what I told you. You know, these young people that's out here protesting, they don't have a clue. And in many cases, it's a sad narrative, but they aren't going to go anyplace. Technology is replacing them.
That's true.
The maintenance of technology, the making sure that in the innovation, the new innovations from technology, they will be excluded from it because they can't hang on. I see in California where they have in they don't count if a student is disrupted in class, if they don't show up to class, or if they constantly late. That doesn't have any bearing on their grades. Well, then, if you start off like that, what's to say that if they don't show up at work or show up at work late, that it shouldn't have no bearing on their day's pay? They should get full day's pay.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I know, like, in the Washington, D.C. system, I was visiting a friend a couple of years ago in D.C., who works in the school system, and now he works at a school that basically is full of kids that were disruptive at other schools. You can't, if they start trouble, pick fights, whatever, you cannot send them home, which I thought was totally crazy.
Yeah, and they're talking about it's only based on the skills. Well, you remember Allen Iverson?
Yeah, NBA basketball player.
Yeah, and he made the statement that it's only practice. For I don't remember what he was doing that they tried to reprimand him on, and he came up to the coach, and I think, and said that this is only practice. Well, didn't he get let cut and let go from the team?
I heard something about that. I know he lost a bunch of money.
Yeah, so you mean to tell me that people are supposed to be rewarded now when they fall in these categories of disruption, constantly being tardy, or not showing up at all? My, what has society become?
Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it might be one of your tenets.
I got a whole new system on that now.
Wait a minute. Your payment's supposed to be in by the first, and they say, hell, it's only 10 days late.
I don't deal with that crowd no more, but you do have a lot of them that think that way, and some that go far beyond that with an entitlement attitude.
But I think that,
and a lot of these courts and social workers, and they coddle these people.
I think that these governments ought to go after these people who's acting out as anarchists and Marxists and causing all this damage, and that they ought to go after them people hard. You cannot allow that to go on in any country. And it kind of falls in some of the books that was written, like Patrick Moynihan, about the societies and its destruction. You've had Chinese leaders make comments on the United States being destroyed from within. So that type of activity has to be squelched. And the people that's engaged in it, that's committing these crimes in doing so, should be punished severely. It would in any other country, right?
Yeah, particularly Eastern countries. Iraq, Iran, places like that. And I imagine probably someplace in Africa.
I'm going to get off here, L.A. I just listened to you. I don't know when the hell they're going to move that mountain, but I sure wish they would.
Well, I'm kind of hungry here, so I'm going to get ready to order me some, bring it to the house lunch. On that note, we'll see everybody.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you tomorrow.